Well, Bob, let's begin this week with more on what you have discovered about EPISD, former EPISD Superintendent Juan Cabrera.
Yeah, it's probably not a good sign when we've spent a lot of time over the last few weeks talking about a superintendent who's been gone since November. But Molly Smith, our K-12 reporter, has been investigating the last year or so of his tenure and came up with a lot of really concerning information. Basically, he was spending a lot of his time on his own personal ventures, which included a nonprofit that he set up to provide education services to other schools. So here's a person who's been paid $500,000 a year to educate children in El Paso. And just as the pandemic was starting to hit late last spring, instead of really being fully focused on that job, he was out setting up these new ventures. And, you know, when he should have been focused on El Paso students, he's sitting in on virtual board meetings in a little school district several hundred miles away, placing his own ventures ahead of his job in the school system. And I think the other concerning part for El Pasoans is that the school board, which would be his bosses, had no idea he was doing any of this and were just not monitoring him. And they blame a bad contract that allowed him to do a lot of outside work without their blessing. But it's a real lesson learned for El Paso, especially as the school district now looks for another superintendent. I think it's going to be really important that the board exert a lot more oversight in the coming years with a new superintendent than they did with Juan Cabrera.
And water is flowing in the Rio Grande. Not going to be very much of it.
Yeah, so this is obviously an issue that affects southern New Mexico and West Texas in very important ways. And so Caballo Dam on Memorial Day released water into the Rio Grande. And so folks have probably seen water coming downstream for a few days now, and it should be just about getting to our part of the world. Typically, that water would have been released sometime in late March or early April, but because of the ongoing drought that we're in, there's just not enough water in Elephant Butte Dam or Elephant Butte Reservoir to supply the needs. And so this is not just a one-off situation where we just happen to be in a drought year, which happens from time to time. This is increasingly becoming the norm. And so climate change is really altering the Rio Grande in very fundamental ways. And I think probably there's lots of concerns, but maybe the most immediate concern is whether the agricultural industry that's so important to both Doñana and El Paso counties can continue in the way it has been over the years as Rio Grande water becomes a much more precious commodity.
And just a quick reminder to those, recreating near or in the river to use extreme caution, as that water can be very dangerous.
Very, very good point. Yes, it's flowing very rapidly right now. Mm.
A priest who has spent 4 decades in El Paso is leaving El Paso, but he's not going too far away.
Yeah, so Father Ed Roden-Lucero is a priest who's been part of the El Paso Catholic Diocese for 40 years, and it was announced last week that he's going back to Albuquerque, which is his hometown, to be the pastor at Immaculate Conception Parish, which is a historic church in downtown Albuquerque. And Father Ed, as he's known, was involved in a lot more than just church activities. He was a driving force behind efforts to bring water to residents of the Colonias, which were these illegal subdivisions that popped up all along the Texas-Mexico border, where people were promised that they would have water or wastewater services in a couple of years, and it just never came. And I think a lot of people who weren't around back in the late 80s would be really shocked to know that there was a time in Texas where the local and state governments essentially just shrugged at the fact that there were tens of thousands of homes in El Paso County that didn't have water and sewage services. But Father Ed, along with others at the El Paso Interreligious Sponsoring Organization, sort of shamed Texas and El Paso into fixing that problem. And it's work that's still going on today. There are still some residents that are just now beginning to get hooked up to water and wastewater services. A really influential life led here in El Paso, and this week is his final week in El Paso, and he's heading back to Albuquerque.
Find these stories and more at elpasomatters.org. Bob, thanks for the updates. Have a great week.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.